Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
I'm feeling a little better. Thank you for asking. Dang. Talking like Lauren Bacall with my voice. It's darn weather. SNL killed me those 5 hours outdoors, but okay, another manic Monday. I'm going to launch the host. You're welcome to join the host and listen in, or just listen in and not join the chat room, but if you have something to promote, it's a great place to be. So check it out. I promise you a good time. All right, let's just relax and have some funny.
Promises, we forget all about promises, and only keep some of the easier. I confess, I do. Make believe, however small the possibility, yet somehow tripped up by reality. Formality, it seems. Oh, I have found, having come a long way round, I am closer, I'm closer than before. Here and now is all it's about. Let's use it before we lose it. Go and ask anybody. And you will see my love. Oh no, there's no future in a memory. And you will see my love.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But somehow tripped up by reality. Ha! A melody, it seems. Oh, oh, I have found, having come a long way round, I am closer, I'm closer than before. It's here, and it's now, and that's all that it's about. Let's use it before we lose it. Go and
goodness, George Bettinger from the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dreamstream Radio. You know who else is in the house? I see her on the phone. It's Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters. She's listening via phone, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. It's Betty Jo Tucker. I've got some other guests logging in. Oh, I own a trailer. Oh, my goodness. It's the whole gang. What's going on? I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Well, that's a little fun there. That's a fun thing. Going good. Hope everybody's well. Trying to stay well. Hey there, I own a trailer. How are you, George Bender? We got guests logging in and logging out at the same time. So we'll just keep it going all the way from down under. Anna Key, beauty queen.
Well, I don't go for those plucked eyebrows. I don't dye at all. Work out for hours and hours. Don't compete with the girls in the fashion pages. Haven't seen a hairdresser for ages and ages. Oh, yeah. No, I can't comprehend liposuction. I'm not interested in brain reduction. I won't refuse ice cream and cake just to look like a spun out tortured rake. 'Cause Priscilla and Diana, Liz Taylor would agree, Madonna is just nothing compared to me. I won't have to face cosmetic guillotine, 'cause I'm
of an element. Everything in the universe is made up of tiny particles called atoms.
Guess what I've got in my pocket.
Let's see.
Guess what I've got in my hand.
Let me
guess what I've got on the tip of my tongue. Here's a hint. Guess as small as you can. If you don't know the answer,
I give up.
Don't fret.
Sweat.
Don't rack your brain.
Ow.
Simply reply.
Billions of atoms.
Are in everything.
More of all matter,
the
atom
are
in
about me.
by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeling is wrong unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. You're so friendly. That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office, or your boss who's really nice. Except in an earthquake, you'd really be thinking, he's old, he's slow. I can beat him to the door jam. Oh yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults, I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time, all those big black and white labels. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other, since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things. Like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably
high notes. I own a trailer. I'm talking to the people in my chat room, of course. They're just having fun with me. Okay. Hey, what else we got here? I just can't wake up today. I don't know what it is. Maybe this will do it a little.
Yeah. I am smaller than a piece of the dust. I am so fragile it should be illegal to touch. I can never grab a seat on the bus. I fall when it lurches and even when they leave it in clutch. But there's no reason to fuss, because I got the freedom to be an individual human being, which is keeping me decently occupied with the choices that I make. You gotta stay on your toes and never be ungrateful to those who take on their own and shoulder responsibility. You got the power, choose your destiny. Never fear to be the leader in control of the band. You need to grab a hold of the stand. Keep them clapping, show your command. You can fall back, be three-dimensional. Play your position in this processional. Always stay professional. Life's got an ebb and flow, and you never know when it's your time. So remain prepared to go.
Even though you might like to see it back.
The nucleus, you got a lot of fuel. If you think this monologue is cool, tell a friend. I wanna spread the message and I think it's relevant. An architect starts with a pencil and paper before he hires a committee to construct a skyscraper. The road that you travel is long and arduous, but you're not alone. You got a cadre of accomplices. Be a part of this everlasting community. You can change the world, stop acting confusedly. Plant one foot in front of the other. Many small steps turns you
wind to a marathon runner. Gather your courage and face all adversity. You will be a great success. It certainly works for me. When you purposely turn the key, you unlock the universe. Let nothing hold you back. Choose to move and burst. Be the first, the greatest at whatever you do. So successful, you have to hire a separate crew to handle the ins and outs while you go about creating. Unleash your potency, make it devastating.
Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dreamstream Radio. Betty Joe Tucker, my email's down, so I don't know what you have on. I think it was something Christmassy. Betty Joe Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radios. Iona Trailer's in the house. Don't you just love her? Anybody else listen? I think my friend Rudy Keisley was going to be listening. He just didn't join the chat room, so I'll do a shout-out to him and Jack Hoffman if they're listening. I can't tell, though, because they're not in the chat room. All righty, we'll just keep our little fun going, shall we? Oh, I don't know. It's just crazy, crazy. Where is Mendoza? I miss Mendoza. I haven't seen him in a while. But he's always fun, too. He's a little cute little promo he made me.
Friends, are you a snore at parties? Are you getting laughed at for all the wrong reasons? Well, we've got just the cure for you. Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Comedy Concepts will make you taller, stronger, more popular, and smell better. So don't miss Comedy Concepts with comedian Nancy Lombardo. And now back to our show.
How about a little Robin Williams, Jonathan Winters on, I believe it was the Johnny Carson show. And Jonathan Winters.
How long ago?
When you were doing Mork and Mindy, how long ago? Was that 10 or 12 years?
About 10.
And Jonathan came on and did how many episodes with you?
Oh, it was about 20 of them.
Some of the funniest episodes ever
amazing.
Done on television.
We used to run out of film. It was like kind of like those war movies where the machine gun goes,
there's no ammo!
Yeah, he's been a friend of yours, friend of mine for many years.
We would scare people. It was.
He's on his own show called Davis Rules with Randy Quaid, which is on the air later this fall. Would you welcome Mr. Jonathan Winters?
We lost the fort. The Indians were sober. We were drunk this time. Well, great to be here.
Nice to see you, my God.
Nice to be here.
How goes the battle?
Well, pretty good so far. Made it across into Van Nuys. That one shoulder took us out. Gosh, I was so taken with this guy. I was when I first... first met him, and on Mork and Mindy, we had a marvelous
those
time.
Those were good days.
You had access to more medication in those days.
Yeah, some of the shows were real quick.
I noticed the stuff wore off tonight.
Yeah.
But
Columbian College Fund.
Mr. Williams didn't know you in the days of when you and I
oh,
were
when we were on the sauce.
Some, yeah, when we were having a little...
Well, yeah, Johnny and I...
Can we have those on block for you?
I'm sorry.
Could we have those sent out and clean for
it
you?
It was easy getting them on. Now, here, you want to play with those?
Oh, yeah. This way, I won't have so much guilt.
General, what is your official title for that? General or just...
General. I'd like to be a general. Okay. I was a corporal, and I'd rather be a general
certainly
tonight.
I want to congratulate...
Makes me feel important.
Yes, I want to congratulate you, General, on winning the Emmy for
Davis
Rules, Best Supporting Actor.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, it's... I must tell you briefly about it. I know our time is limited here, but...
Not really.
I really... really didn't think that I was going to win, and otherwise I would have been there. And I turned to my wife of many years, and I said, "What do you think, sweetheart?" And she said, "You don't stand a chance." And so...
It's that kind of support that's kept you together,
right,
hasn't it?
That makes one want to return to, you know, the shaving lotion.
You don't stand a chance,
you know what I'm saying? Oh, she just said, look at the competition. And it was just, you know, Durning, my God. This guy from Evening Shade, and then, of course, Cheers and all that stuff.
Right.
They've been on many, many years. And I thought, well, what do we do? And fortunately, we had a thrilling evening. That isn't a put-down, because I know the guy that threw the evening is hopefully listening. We had a choice, one choice, of going to a fellow's house to have ribs. And thought I'd say his, you know, no. But we had, they were marvelous ribs, hands and all that stuff. And then we sat down and watched. There were about 12 or 14 of us, and then they announced it. And I saw the picture of myself, a still. And there's no explanation, you know, where is he, you know. They can say a lot of things. And I was in just... a house with a handful of other people,
mm-hmm,
and ribs. So, but it was a big draw. I asked, and then the following day, I said, "Where is the award?"
That's right.
And somebody said, "Well, since you weren't there, you don't get it."
Was that your wife again?
No.
How is the missus, by the way?
She's fine.
Good.
She's fine. She looks better than ever. And, of course, come on, we're not kids anymore, John, you know? And, but she's not bedridden, and, so...
It's not around the house at all.
No, that's right. No. She's very active.
But the romance is still there.
But you've got to stay up all night, you know, to keep her active. And, a lot of things she say, you know, I come at her and play these ridiculous games. I'm sure he plays the same thing. And,
do you wear this uniform when you...
Sometimes, yeah.
Sure. Nothing wrong with that.
Just a cape, no pants.
That's right.
That's right.
And you react battle scenes, I suppose?
Many times she'll say things like, "I don't know what she means by that. Don't you have a ball game to watch?" You know, 4 o'clock in the morning, I don't think many of them are playing. At any rate.
Now, how do you deal going down doing the show? You know, as you say, you're not as young as you used to be. A lot of stress doing the show.
Yeah, there is a lot of stress.
You take your painting materials down there?
Oh, no, there's not that time. usually I just get the legs begin to go. I was talking to an athlete the other day, a professional. He told me it was on a bus. And
you had no way of knowing it.
I had no way of knowing. I knew he was on a bus. He was in trouble. So he said he played with the Washington Redskins, and he said, you know, the first thing to go, John talked very fast, and he was trying to get off. He couldn't get off the bus. Legs were really gone. And so somebody just dragged him off and faced him again. But he said the first thing to go are the legs. And I find that at 6'5", you're on these hard floors, legs go.
Yeah.
They really go. The mind, of course, hey, that was gone a long time ago. I don't worry about that. But the legs, when they go, everything goes.
Yeah. You get back to Ohio often?
Oh, I haven't been back for really... That's your heart. Well, I'm sorry about the Reds. Can't throw baseballs at those guys and hurt them, you know, and do that. At any rate, I get back every once in a while. There's always a guy with a toothpick, you know. And, "Hey, how you doing, John? Very good to see you. How you doing out there? We don't see you. We don't get what you do here." "Well, do you get anything?" Not a lot.
The
only thing in my section of Ohio, the river's dried up. Fish are just there in the dust.
They're good eating, though.
Oh, yeah.
Well, all right, get yourself some trout jerky.
It's like a chicken, you know. If you hit a chicken in the road, we used to just throw it in the back of the pickup. Take it
home. Get yourself some Tennessee pizza.
Just the best.
Put that on there right there. They've already been cleaned. They've been gutted and cleaned.
We're,
to take everything off.
We're going to just take a break here. We'll, have you ordered the Prozac? And we'll be right back after this. Stay where you are.
Okay. Hey, gotta say thank you all you guys for joining in today. Boy, it went really fast. A lot's going on. I hope everybody's like getting their shopping done. I've got nothing done, people. Nothing. You know why? Because I've had this darn hang-on cold, and it's just it's making me crazy. Making me crazy, I tell you, crazy. So next week, Betty Jo Tucker will have the Christmas Story Annual Celebration. She's got two of the actual cast members on there, the Redheaded Bully, and Julie is one of the carolers. She also helped cast it. That should be an interesting show every Tuesday at 4 p.m. It's Betty Jo Tucker on Movie Attic Headquarters. You want to check that out. Wow, can you believe a half hour went by so fast? And George Bettinger, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, it's the Mom and Pop Shop on Dreamstream Radio. So I'll just go out with a little something from my Merry Christmas CD. You can also just purchase the song by itself if you want. It's called Sleigh Ride, S-L-A-Y, Ride. Check it out. And my new CD, Mommy Lies. And that's mostly a collection of songs. There's some monologues and comedy in there too, but mostly a collection of songs celebrating moms and the humor and the comedy of it all. But as you know, if I wrote it, it's weird. Hey, guest 242 logging in just in time for the playout. Thank you for tuning in, guest. Type in who you are and I'll plug you. We still have 2 minutes. Yep, all the parts are being done by me. Merry Christmas on CD Baby. And my new CD, Mommy Live. Check it out. Thank you very much. Good day.